you know, being out in the boat, being in the natural elements, or Henry on his bicycle, whatever, feet in the water. There's something about the natural elements that encourages the truth. Nature is very real. Anyway, back to you, Randy. I just want to hear your comment on the paddle and on my take on the truth. No compliment, just true. Does that make sense to you, Randy? Go ahead.
Oh, definitely there, Paul. I know where you're coming from. I like to be like that too, try to. I say try because it's sometimes difficult. I sometimes bite my lips lots, my tongue. but it's all good, it's all good. And not just, you know, not on here, but, you know, just, you know, some stuff that you see happening elsewhere on social media and stuff like that, you know, it's really terrible, you know, how people seem to be thinking and that sort of thing. They say you get more wiser when you get older, so that's your case there, I guess, maybe, Paul, I don't know, only you would know that, but you sound pretty wise to me there. What do you think there, Henry? Think he sounds pretty wise, Paul there. Over to you, V3HRY, V5RJM.
Hear, hear. Absolutely agree with you, Randy. And Paul, enjoy a canoe ride today. Oh, man, that sounds good. I haven't been in a canoe in years. And if you enjoy fishing like Randy does and Pierre, you know, you might be able to throw a line in if you do any of that. That's what I would do. I'd paddle out somewhere and throw a fishing line in. And, you know, at our age, Paul and I in Ontario, we don't need a fishing license, just proof of age, and that's it. So, oh, man. Yeah, enjoy yourself and the company of your wife, Paul. That's all I can tell you. Just enjoy it. And when it comes to BS, yeah, as we get older, I'll speak for myself. I've got low tolerance for BS. I really do. But I understand that not everybody's my age. So some people, when I was younger, yeah, BS was part of my life. But you learn. And Randy's right, as we get wiser as we get older. I think that's really a fact. But anyway, Paul, take it away. VA3HLY. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, you get wiser as you get older. I'm waiting for that to kick in here. I'm waiting for that. Okay, I'm getting older. I'm waiting for the wisdom part to catch up. I'll tell you something I've learned, though. When we paddle, my wife is in the bow, so I steer, and she paddles forward, so she sets the pace, you know, and I have to follow her stroke. So if she paddles fast, I have to paddle fast, and if she paddles slow, I have to paddle slow. So one of the first lessons we learned was get in sync. And yeah, I get to steer, but she sets the pace. So, talk about teamwork. And I see lots of people paddling, and they're not in sync. And gosh, it's obvious. Like you have to be synchronized. You have to be, and to say, okay, Robin, you set the pace, and I'll just follow whatever you decide. So we have interesting paddles, as you can imagine. But I wouldn't have it any other way. It's a joy to be in sync with somebody. Like right now. Like you and I are in sync. And Randy is in sync with both of us. There's a synchronization that happens when I don't know, it's almost magical. You connect with somebody on the radio who is a stranger, they become a friend, they become a brother. I mean, that's the, I don't know. I'm in awe. Paddling, amateur radio, there's so many ways to synchronize with another human being. And how amazing is that? You can talk on the radio to somebody in Saskatchewan, in Kenora, and be in sync with that person, love that person, care about that person, want to talk to that person again. Like, that's amazing to me. It's miraculous, and I believe in miracles. And I think amateur radio is a miracle manifest. And Randy, you know this all very well, because you sit at a coordinating point where you tie a bunch of things together, and so you must witness that daily, hourly, maybe even moment by moment, Randy. What do you think, Randy? It's Paul and Aurelia, VE3IFC. Go ahead, Randy.
Yeah, VA3HRY, V3IFC, V5RJM. Oh, you're so correct there, Paul. I'd say that's wisdom coming out. Oh, boy. Well, you made my day already, so that's perfect. And I'm so god darn envious there of you. 79 years of age and enjoying paddling. You know, that is amazing. I sure hope I get to see that time in my life when I'm still out there enjoying being out in the water at 79. I just love it. When conditions are good, the weather cooperates, and even when the fish are biting, everything is just perfect, you know. And I got to give you kudos there. You must have taken good care of yourself there over the years. 79 and able to pedal there in a canoe there. And I know the canoe you're talking about there, I had one similar to that many years ago, but I didn't really have a good partner to go canoeing with there, so it was a little big for me, so I got rid of it, and that sort of thing. So, but what I did do for canoeing, I did love it. It just that, of course, it really, really takes some balance control there for sure. Otherwise, like a cartoon, you go upside down, high. Maybe a kayak would be better for me. That way they bop back up the right way, high. Oh, boy. So, but now these days I have a bigger boat, and I enjoy fishing that way, and it's comfort, and in comfort for me, too, so. But I got to get going here, otherwise, as much as I like keeping the conversation going here, I won't get nothing accomplished today, and I've got a lot of things to do today, with Field Day coming up here this weekend, and I want to get ahead of it there before it decides to rain here. So I don't know if it's planning on. It doesn't look like it's going to give any rain today, but you just never know. It's cloudy enough for it to do that. So anyways, with that, I'll say my 7-3s to both of you. I'm going to back out of here, and nice talking with both of you there and everybody else. I had QSOs with this morning, if you're listening. Anyways, over to you, Henry, VA3HRY, V5RJM. I'll stick on one more round. Over.
Yeah, thanks, Randy. Yeah, and Paul, Randy said it right about your age and still canoeing. Well done. I'm 70, and if I can do that at 79, I'll be good, you know. Hopefully, because I won't be able to ride bicycle forever. That's a fact of life, and I can accept that. So if I can take up something else to keep me moving, because I've never been one to stand still, sit still for very long. I want to keep moving. And yeah, I'll make this one my last one too before I give it back to you, Paul. Randy, if you want, I can give you David's node number, ID number that shows up on the screen, so that you know when he's on. If you want it anyway, if you're ready to copy, I can give it to you. Give you time. Hopefully your pen hasn't run out of ink and you're ready to copy. 641050. 641050. Over. Back to you, Randy.
Yeah, 641050. I got that. Appreciate that. Yeah, I can use my Sherry node and connect up there with them there. Looks like an all-star node number. So, thank you for that there, Henry. So, back to you there for confirmation on the correct node number. VA3HRYV5RJM.
I can confirm that the number is confirmed. So we have confirmation. I'm going to go. I got to visit Studio 45. So, gentlemen, Randy, Paul, we'll talk to you later. Been nice having a QSO with the two of you. And I'll give it back to Paul. VE1 IFC, VA3HOI, 7-3, guys.
Yeah. Thank you, Henry. Yeah, I appreciate you sharing your bicycle rides with me because I rode a bike a lot and I had to give it up, but I can still paddle. So I'll tell you what, I'll go with you on your bicycle ride. You can come with me in my canoe. How's that? And Randy, just before you go, you talked about one day having a road trip. Well, if you come in the good weather, summer, spring, or fall, summer, fall, if you come to Ontario, you can use my canoe. You and Michelle can go for a paddle, or you and I can go for a paddle, or we can just look at the canoe while we share a beer, or something. I don't know. Anyway, if you come to Ontario, when you come to Ontario, you got a place to stay, and you got a canoe you can use. How's that? Take care, Randy, and thank you both for being there. Always a blessing when I get a chance to talk to you two guys, so thank you. And I'll be out of here after your final, Randy, the VE3 IFC, and I will be clear.
Yeah, fine business there, Paul, and you have yourself a good morning there, Henry, there as well. Probably still hear us. So with that, we'll say 7-3s, and appreciate the generosity there, but if I'm on vacation, I don't think I'm going to go do too much canoeing there. Don't want to get wet, hi. I don't know. Depends if the weather stays pretty warm there like it is. They're going to be, sounds like you're going to be in pretty hot temperatures this coming week. It might not be all that bad to be a little bit wet, keep cool. But fine business on that, Paul, and appreciate you all the time being on here. So with that, we'll say 7-3s and talk with you later on, I'm sure. Bye for now, Paul, and talk with you soon. VE3 IFC, V5RJM. We'll be we'll be monitoring for a short while before going mobile. 7-3.
Yeah, thank you, Randy, and thank you for the email about the your field day. I may not be there in person, but I'm with you in other ways. VEC-IFC is clear.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Likewise here.